Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, and we're back after a not very long vacation, but
a little one.
Welcome back from Texas.
Thank you.
How was it?
It was great. Yeah. It was so great. Yeah, my little niece is growing, and it's so fun to watch little kids at Easter, you know? They're like running around, getting the eggs, and just being adorable. And, you know, my cousin and her kids were there. Everyone was there. And so it was a lot of fun.
Nice. So you went back home for Easter.
I did. Yeah. And I got to see, you know, a lot of old friends from school and
really?
Just
oh,
from
cool.
town. Yeah. It's so funny. It's kind of like a big reunion.
Yeah. Huh?
So, yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding. There's like a local bar in town that is like the Cheers bar.
Really? And everybody goes there?
Yeah. And you don't even have to go there with someone because you know that like your whole class of like 08 is going to be there.
Right.
And you're just going to see everybody. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So you saw some old friends and things like that?
I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah, it was a good
and
time.
I saw you posted a picture like in the field of flowers and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's it. One of our ranches. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. I know. I mean, I was thinking how different that is from living in the city, you know?
It's bizarre.
Right?
Yeah. But I love it. I really like the two different lives. I mean, it's kind of it keeps it fresh and there's lots of variety.
That's true. Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because bluebonnets, they usually bloom really abundantly, like every other year. I don't know what they call it in plant terms, but it's like biannual, you know. And so this was actually an off year. So there were only a few. But last year, I mean, it was just like a sea of bluebonnets.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. And next year it'll be like that too.
And is that how it is when you go outside the house? I mean, that's what you see?
During spring.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. During spring. Yeah. There are bluebonnets everywhere.
You should post some pictures of the ranch and stuff, no?
Oh, I should. Yeah. I have before kind of, but you know, I especially on my, this is what I need to do. My sister got on me about this when I was in Texas.
What, like separate accounts or
exactly.
something?
Exactly. Yes. She's always like tightening the noose on me, trying to keep me in line, you know, which somebody has to. And which it's true. It's, you know, because I have some followers and stuff and I need to just set up a professional account for Facebook.
Right. Exactly.
So that I can cut down because I have a lot. You apparently can't even send me a friend request anymore. Like it doesn't accept.
Well, you have 5,000.
Yeah, because I saw you know, people try to add me.
Uh-huh.
And it said this person can no longer accept friends, and I was like, oh gosh. Wow. And I think it's because I have too many that I haven't acted on, like either confirmed or denied. I just let it be if I don't know them, you
okay,
know, and
right.
so they become quote unquote followers.
Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah.
So that's how it
and
works.
And they can choose to follow you, too.
Right.
But I need to, like, refer everybody to my professional page.
Right. Make a page. Do you already have one?
I had one way back in college.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, for my news reporting, though. So my career is different now.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to like start a whole new one, but I made the mistake of changing the page name to my actual name.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I tried to open a new one, it's like you're already managing an account called Kelsey Bolin. I know. So now I just have to go through and delete a few things, but it's so minor. There's
much. Call it like Kelsey Bolin fan page or something. You know?
Well, that's what I had it originally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of a little pretentious, like, you know, fan page.
They are fans.
I guess, yeah, but
no, you should separate and have a personal account where it's just your family and friends and stuff, you know, so you guys can share these things, you know.
Right, because, you know, I don't
want to. You don't want the whole world to see where you live and stuff, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I mean, I don't care about the fields, like,
exactly.
But, you know.
Yeah, nobody needs to find it.
Yeah, and like the ranch house and everything is really charming. But yeah, you're right. So I'm actually going to work on that today, I think, in the evening, since I have no social life.
Yeah, right.
I'll work on it and, you know, differentiate the two so that it makes it easier.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool. You know, I mean, I like that. We had visitors too from out of town, from Israel, and that was fun. We went to eat and, you know, did this and that. But I love family, you know, it's really cool. So when you're like spread all over the world, dispersed everywhere, it's nice to see family sometimes, you know.
Exactly.
When you
exactly.
don't see them for a long time.
I know. And I'm pretty much the only Lone Ranger really? Out of the state now. My cousin Beth and her husband Justin and their two adorable little girls are moving to Mississippi in a few weeks, I think, because he's in the Coast Guard, so he's getting, you know, transferred. But yeah, so they'll be fellow black sheep with me out of Texas for a while. But yeah,
expats, right?
I know. But other than that, I mean, everybody is there for the most part.
Very cool.
Cool. If not in Medina County, then in the surrounding areas like Austin, San Marcos. So.
Yeah. And how was the weather? Was it good?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was good. We didn't have any storms or anything like that, and it was smooth sailing. So, yeah, not super humid. A lot of times in Texas, it's just, like, deathly humid.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like you're, you know, sucking for air. But it wasn't like that, thank goodness.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So we're supposed to have a guest in here, and she'll probably arrive in a few minutes. So in the meantime, we'll fill some things here. That whole romantic thing and stuff, I just dropped the whole thing because it was getting too much. So I'll tell you off the air and stuff because I'm not really, nothing's really going to happen from this. So I'd rather not put it on the air or anything, you know.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, I don't know. People are crazy, you know, and texting is not a good way to communicate with anybody. I can just tell you that.
It's not.
Unfortunately, younger people prefer text, but, you know, I mean, my son won't even pick up his phone, you know. He
really?
Only texts, yeah.
And see, if it's something very, you know, simple and needs a quick communication, sure, texting is fine.
Right.
But if it's something like more emotional, I much prefer a call.
Yeah.
There's no way to communicate via text in that way because you can't hear vocal inflections and all kinds of things get lost in translation when it's just letters.
Right.
You know?
And texting is not supposed to be like 500 words per text. You
no,
know what I mean?
It's not.
Yeah, it's just for, hi, how's it going? Or meet me.
Or meet me here. Let's do this. Let's. When are you free? This and that. Yeah. Right.
You know, but I don't know. Some people prefer texting and it's really irritating. So it always opens up miscommunication.
Yeah, gotta tell you though, it is a big thing these days. I mean, even with casting.
Right.
I mean, most casting directors call, the vast majority of them. But every now and then I'll have one now even text and be like,
really?
Hey, we'd like to book you for this. Or are you free to come in to an audition, you know, for this?
Yeah.
So,
which is okay. You know, it's not like a whole conversation they're holding.
Well, it's different.
Right?
Yeah. But if you're wanting to get to know somebody.
Yeah,
then,
especially romantically. You know, I mean,
right.
You can't do it by text.
Not really.
And sure enough, I mean, there was a misunderstanding from that. And the whole thing blew up, you know. So, So, I don't know. But we've got to move on. And I don't know. Lately, I'm meeting a lot of attractive women, but they're not available.
Oh, gosh.
Which irritates the hell out of me.
I know.
All
where
the
are
good
you,
ones,
where
all
are
the good
meeting
ones
them?
Are taken. Here.
Here?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many people coming through here every
That's
day.
That's
true. Know?
Yeah.
According to my calculation, we get at least 25 people in here every day. You know, because there's about 12, 15 shows. There's at least two people per show. So, yeah, that's a lot of people. So you can imagine sometimes you just meet someone cute, you know.
Right.
But so then you try to pursue them. You find out they're attached and the whole thing is out the window.
Right.
Even when you see someone, you're saying, I'd love to marry that woman.
Yeah. But yeah, of course.
But it's not going to happen. So I'm not a relationship breaker. You know, I'm not like that.
Right.
Some guys don't mind. You know, they'll
but
keep
it usually never works out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes it does.
Yeah.
There are exceptions in every rule. But I personally believe it usually doesn't work out, you know. And if you steal somebody like that, quote unquote steal. I mean, I guess you can't really steal someone that is willingly,
right?
You know, then in the back of your mind, if you guys do end up together, it's always going to be like, well, is she going to leave me for somebody else? Like, right. I got, you know, and
exactly.
There's always this.
If she's able to cheat once, she'll probably cheat again on me, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that I think once you cross that line, it's hard to regain trust again.
Right. And she's thinking the same thing. She's like, oh, God, well, you had no problem coming up to me when I was, you know, in a relationship. Like,
right.
Why wouldn't he do it again?
So, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. And but then you'd have to think you're being a cheater too, you know, so if you were in that situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, who's right, who's wrong, you know. You get two cheaters together and I don't think they're going to have a very good relationship.
Right. Probably not. But, you know, like I said, there is always an exception. Not that I'm advocating this type of behavior. I never would. But I have seen one or two rare cases where they're like soulmates and they're together forever.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. You never know, right?
Things happen.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, well.
In general, I think it should be avoided.
Yeah. I know. So, let's see. Well, I didn't get to see any movies, but I heard that Superman versus Batman did pretty good, or Batman versus Superman.
Oh my gosh, I did see a movie this
did
weekend.
You? Yeah. Which one?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Oh, really? It's out already?
And it was freaking awesome.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't realize it was out. I saw billboards, but...
You should watch it.
Really?
Well, I mean, I thought it was hilarious. And everybody,
most of the original characters and
it's
stuff?
It's like all the original characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I loved the first one.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, this one, arguably, I think is better, which is like really weird for a sequel, right?
Yeah.
You know, usually the sequels are far inferior to the original.
Right.
But in this case, I think it ran a close race.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. It sounds like a great movie, you know?
Yeah.
So our guest just arrived.
Yay!
And she's just going to settle down and stuff for a minute. Hi, Christina.
Hello, everyone.
Hey. We're joined by Christina Silva. Nice to see you.
Semper Fidelis, nice to see you
I
too.
I see you full of energy already early in the morning. That's a good thing, right?
A surge from the floral path.
Yeah.
So Christina Silva is a host here, has been a host for a while on our station. And what did I do with your page? Okay. So tell us, what show are you hosting, Christina?
Educating Our Veterans.
Educating our veterans, and I think that speaks for itself pretty much. Tell us what the show is about.
This
like,
is
what do you do?
An amazing honor, first of all, Sam in the Morning.
Really?
Oh.
With Kelsey to be here. And I have an affinity and love for LA Talk Radio because during the last 4 years when I have been able to come to the show and to the studio to host and bring guests, it's with a patriotic flair and with advocacy that I want to dedicate the rest of my life on the airwaves.
Wow, very cool. So you've liked radio for a long time, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh? So you get to live your dream, and that's what the station's about, you know, and it's really cool. So you've had a couple shows, different names and everything, but now you're doing Educating Our Veterans. What are you educating them about?
You know, there is so much out there for anyone that has served in the military to garner with their benefits, and the camaraderie that we share in the U.S. Armed Forces lives on forever. So it's my goal to stay abreast of all of the latest updates in legislature and also to help everyone to enjoy the benefits that we earn.
Right. So, but I know there's a lot of issues with veterans and stuff too, right? Like unemployment, mental illness, PTSD, and things like that. Do you address those things as well on your show?
Most definitely. It's a testimonial platform, Sam, where we get to hear the stories about each and every different background from all places in the world, about what everyone does when they join the military, why they join the military, and when they do. The good, the bad, the ugly, the triumphs, the victories, the losses, and the wins. We talk about that.
Oh, wow. Mm. Now, you were in the military too, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I assume so.
Right?
A little bit, Kelsey, of my Marine Corps training to get up the stairs here to the show. And it's so funny. Like, you know, I don't know if you guys understand the regiment that we get from exercising, from staying in shape in the Marine Corps. It's mental and it's physical. It's also spiritual, too. But it's the same type of training we use for law enforcement and also for our NFL football players.
Oh.
Really? So it's pretty strict and rigorous.
Extremely.
Wow.
And, well, you know, it's the uniform that drew me to the Marine Corps, right?
Really? Is that what it was? Look, she wanted the uniform. That's a good enough reason, right?
It is. It is. From my camis to my civvies, I call it. From my uniform, regular dress blues, which are just elite with what we have to go through. We get ribbons and we also get awards. I also like my camouflage uniform. And I use a lot of the training techniques that I learned to date, even on the radio.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's really neat. So how long were you in the Marine Corps?
For 3 years, 8 months, and 11 days. And anybody you ask, Kelsey, when they've served, they know down to the minute.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So and how long ago did you leave the military?
I left it 2 hours ago. Just kidding. 25 years coming up.
Oh, really? So you're pretty young. I mean, you know, when you were in the military and stuff. What drew you to that kind of a career?
I would have to say the physical excellence that it takes to actually make it through boot camp along with the
Really?
Daring.
So that attracted you to it, right?
Yes.
You see,
yes.
For me, it's like boot camp. Give me a break.
Likewise.
I'm passing on that
one. Elite marketing for the Marine Corps and all of our branches of service. It really does take a lot to be attracted to that. But when you have that trait in your blood, you're going to do it anyway, right?
Do you come from a family of Marines?
No, I'm the only one. My dad is an actual Army soldier from the Vietnam era who's in heaven now, but he served in the Army, so I really have an attraction to
you. Yeah, that was an inspiration to you.
Back then, they didn't have like all of the modes of transportation and weaponry that we have today, so I salute my dad. And today, actually, I'll be celebrating later at the Bob Hope Patriotic Hall for Vietnam Veterans 50th year anniversary.
Oh, really? Wow. It's today.
Yes.
Today?
Oh, wow.
Where can
yes.
people go and see it and be part of it?
Oh, wow. The Patriotic Hall is actually, Bob Hope Patriotic Hall is located on 1816 South Figueroa Avenue in Los Angeles. It's an icon right near USC.
Okay.
And go Trojans.
Right by my home.
Downtown's come a long way, and it's the center of the Military Veterans and Affairs unit that has all of the combined services military members can attract and apply for at the Bob Hope Patriotic Hall. So it even has a basketball court on the roof with a nice veranda and 8 floors of veterans benefits.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Cool. Hi, so Stephanie Stone.
Is everybody invited? Or
it is open to the public and to their families. Thanks for asking, Sam, because it is a hidden gem. Yeah. They just did about a $48 million plus retrofit on the building. It's a historical landmark.
Oh, beautiful.
Probably seen it off the 10 freeway.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. No, I actually live at UCLA, not USC. Confusion.
Yeah.
But
I know. I'm like, what is she talking about?
I don't live by it. Downtown. But I live by a veterans, you know, by San Vicente, Wilshire exit. You know what I'm talking about.
Definitely.
Yes. So that's what I had in mind. But
I love to hear it from the auxiliary members that aren't so military savvy, but like, you want to be, right?
Yeah.
And you love it.
I'm like, I live by there by something military.
Thus, I love the military because I live near something that has.
They have a lot of stand downs going on around the area.
I know. Like every day almost. So, all the time. We see people like on the corner.
Yes. I mean, and there is a dark side about being a veteran and waiting years and years for your claims. And I get to do this on Sam in the Morning, not on my show, but I get to say it's a travesty for those who don't make it in the wait. But I'm doing that for everyone that does not have a voice. Yes, we are waiting. This is America, and we do love our troops, but it takes someone to like buddy up and navigate through the system with you. By the way, Kelsey, that is the West LA VA Regional Medical Center, where is also home to CalVet, which is a state entity that from the Department of California does pay attention to 1.9 million veterans. Can you believe it?
That is crazy. That's a lot.
How many veterans do we have today? Do you know an estimate or something?
We have
like
1.9 mil in our state.
Oh my gosh, just the state.
Downtown, right across from the Bob Hope Patriotic Hall, shout out to U.S. Vets and the Ivan Mason team down in Inglewood. They host a stand down every year. It was the second annual, and I've been able to cover that scenario where they serve like 4,000 to 6,000 veterans live that are either homeless or in need of medical and dental facilities and help. And so USC and UCLA have been very integral in giving us events to celebrate our veterans, but USC is doing a tremendous amount of research with the LA Collaborative. So I'm very excited to say, although there are millions of claims, And there's a backlog. We acknowledge that. But a lot of nonprofit charities and other agencies are sincerely committed to our veterans. So we always take the positive high road, Sam. You look astonished at what you just heard.
Well, it's pretty impressive, you know. And I mean, I always think of our veterans, of people that are soldiers and how their lives change completely. And then they come here. You know, I mean, the way I view this, and, you know, I come from Israel and everybody goes to the army there. And I realized what they do in boot camp really is deconstruct you and rebuild you as a soldier, as a fighting machine. You know, they take you from your civilian life. You can't be a civilian and fight a war. You have to be a fighting machine. You have to be in great shape, mentally, physically, right, and all that. I salute people that go through that.
But what if you go crazy? So, I mean, what if you have like an underlying mental thing and then you're like, well, oh, you're out of there. Can't handle this.
Yeah, you're out of there, right?
Hi, Kelsey, that would be me. I want to thank the greatest organization that is with the VA itself out of headquarters. And in every department, we have a DAV. And I'm a part of the DAV for the last 4 years strong. And I did get help after advocating for myself 10 years trying to get to my benefits that I discovered well after my Marine Corps stint. And when I found the DAV 4 years ago, they were helpful in putting my claim in. Another great organization is New Directions. Wonderful thank you to Gregory Scott and his entire team, and all of you know who you are that have helped me get through this navigational process. And being transparent, I have to let you know, I just got word yesterday, literally to everyone who knows me, my rating of 20%. I want to thank the VA and everyone that I know that knows me. I've suffered the story, and to my kids, thank God it's, yes, I am crazy.
Oh my goodness. No. I'd be like, somebody hand me a paper bag. I'm having an anxiety attack and I need my Xanax now.
Right? But all funniness aside, we make light of it. But
we make light of it, but it's serious. Yeah.
Everyone, especially our females with absolute needs for unique care and individual care to every soldier that has ever planted their feet on the yellow feet going to boot camp. You deserve your benefits. I want everyone to be resilient. Hold on to your dreams. 14 years was not too long. And all we really need, just like this movie I saw called After Fire, a wonderful director wrote it that is non-military. You just want someone to affirm that, yes, it happened to you. And although 20% is a minuscule rating, hello to vocational rehab. Hello to the inspiration and testimony I have to share with people, Sam.
Yeah.
You are the first at Sam in the Morning, Kelsey and Sam, to hear the triumph. So this is exclusive.
That's awesome. That's exciting.
Well, we're excited. Thank you for giving us the exclusive.
We know what that means in internet radio. Well, LA Talk Radio is a great platform with this built-in audience, and I know we're changing lives, Sam.
Yeah. No, I agree. Irreverent. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Irreverently
so. Sure. But, you know, going to a little more serious topic about the veterans is there's a big problem with depression and mental illness and suicide. And I think that's, again, because I think you become a soldier, you see all these things in combat, then you come back home and you can't fit into society anymore because you're not a civilian anymore.
Right.
Now you're that fighting machine that's coming back and trying to be integrated back into society, and they're having a hard time with that, right?
Thank you for addressing that. And blatantly speaking, and I do have a serious side, I'm at the rev limiter on each one of those levels of energy, I call it. I have been so fortunate to find through mentors that I have, like JN and BB, and I keep their initials safely intact, to be able to expose my ugly side to someone. You've got to tell a friend, Sam. Right. And when I get low, I mean, it's low in my private moments.
Really?
Thank God for my spiritual faith. Like, I have my own faith and my own core values, and it is sometimes either one or the other. Like, each person reacts differently. But I'm telling you, your psyche and your mentality catches up to you years later.
Sure.
Along with the media and what you hear about veterans and the crisis and everything. It is so real that people overcompensate. They self-medicate. They're depressed and oppressed. And then the system, the awful system, you know, write your claim and then wait, happily wait. So thank goodness for radio. Yeah. In 2009, when I busted on the scene, and thank God I ride motorcycles, I can get out in the wind and know how to release that.
Right.
I think it has to come with my upbringing. I think it has to be a choice. And I'm just like happy central. And sometimes happy central is like not normal to some people. Too much zeal.
True.
And I mean, it's just like grace. We all have hope and grace. And this country we live in, You know, compared to Israel, I think everyone in America, I would look forward to a presidential new thing coming up, to get into politics, but that everyone should serve or at least volunteer. And that is what I have learned that saved me is volunteering.
Really?
Definitely.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sure the people that want to volunteer do, you know, so
yes.
Now, but have you been through anything traumatic? I mean, you haven't been in combat, right? Or back then they wouldn't let women be in combat. So, did you go through traumas and stuff? I mean, and you have a reason for having those low moments.
What
right?
An excellent question. And I'm with two decorated hosts that know how to get down to the skinny of things. And I promised myself I would not hold back. And with holding a tear, yes, I am a victim of personal trauma.
Really?
I did suffer pregnant and I didn't know it. And they were forcing me to serve in the gas chamber because of some high test scores that I had. And at the time when I served in the Persian Gulf era, there were computer migrations happening brand new from written service record books that I was managing as a clerk to computerized systems. And only certain people could get selected for special duties. And again,
right.
Here I go volunteering. Hey, commanding officer, now that, you know, women are allowed to go on ships, there was Okinawa, Somalia, Lebanon, the Persian Gulf, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Bill Clinton was mm-hmm. president. I mean, just buck wild. Everything was going haywire during the Persian Gulf era. So I volunteered and got selected for a special position in promotions and certs. And when I was working on that kind of accounting background to promote everyone and help them to get ready for their deployment
right.
in like swim qual and rifle range, you know, we were in the cyclic training and on high alert. Thank you, Rodney King. God bless your soul. And the rest of the riots were happening. It was absolutely incredulous mm-hmm. to serve during that time. Part of my unit came back disabled from some inoculations we had taken to be immunized to deploy.
Really?
And found out, I was 4 months pregnant. I went through those same shots, mad cow, black cow, rubella, whatever it was,
wow.
all at once, both arms. And I said, dude, I'm pregnant.
Wait,
with
did
my
you lose
rifle
your baby?
Across.
Or?
My son is 25.
Oh, yay.
His name is Justin, and he made it. He was the first baby born in Irvine Sand Canyon Hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, really? Still today.
So he was fine. No yes. medical problems. Healthy
yeah.
baby.
Good. Lactating. Found out my dad was passed away, and I had to go on this emergency duty. I mean, back then, it was like rifle range. I was on high alert for most of the 3 years that I served. So mm-hmm. I just want to thank God, country, and Corps, and all my fellow servicemen and women. We are so capable of doing more than we can possibly imagine physically to our maternal bodies as women, but as soldiers, like you said, the Israeli soldiers and our American soldiers are equipped to fight, and that is what we do. Our mind is tuned in to
yeah.
protect right. and to love our country, and we do whatever it takes, and then I did.
Exactly, and that's why I'm proud of Americans that treat veterans with the respect they deserve,
yes.
you know? I mean, because they do. They sacrifice their lives for us, and that's what a hero is, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who sacrifices themselves
right.
for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not someone who goes through sex change operation and stuff. That's not a hero to me, but
yes.
you know, they made Caitlin a hero.
Exactly.
But yeah, the word gets thrown around way too much. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Christina Silva. Her show is Educating Our Veterans, So the show, when is the show on, live?
Well, it's on today, Sam. Thanks
yes.
so much. It's on every Wednesday at 2. That's educatingourveterans.com for my website.
Uh-huh.
And there's something exciting that I'm going to be announcing today.
Really?
But Kelsey, thank you for this therapeutic moment. If you weren't in the room, I think my whole expose about what I endured during the service wouldn't be the same without a female touch.
Oh! Yeah.
Thank you for
there
listening,
you go.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
I know.
Ready and for the announcement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to make it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what?
I
want everyone to know that, like, living two personalities and even three or four that I'm wearing, I call them hats. Other people call them bipolar or some kind of depression. But really, we are in our camis to our civvies. Two meaning we're two people. And I can flip that switch
really?
And get down to some serious Marine Corps battle right now if I have
wow.
to. And it's just not really fun for my kids to grow up that way, but their beds are made right now.
Yeah.
And they did turn out to be geniuses. But it's been a good time evolving. And so I'm going to give back with my story in my charity. And
you all are invited to the launch on the USS Iowa, which is a historical landmark on Earth Day. That's April 22nd.
Wow.
Tammy's two civvies. I get you out there, soldiers, men and women, coasties, our sailors, our airmen, and our U.S. Marines.
Where's that going to be, in San Diego?
It's actually in San Pedro.
San Pedro. Okay. Okay. So they brought the ship into there.
11:30 a.m., we launch and cut the ribbon, and we're going to introduce the Board of Advisors, which happen to be my two sons. They're directors.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
My family mate. They have no idea what it meant to serve. And my family's like, what are you doing for those 26 years? I go, it's all about the human touch.
Yeah.
Restoring it and creating a platform for people to tell their stories like I have today.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's true. That's true. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you, Sam.
So that's April 24th, did you say?
It's the 22nd, which
is a Friday. The 22nd, okay.
It's Worldwide Earth Day.
Okay, and so people can go to San Pedro, get on the USS yes. Iowa, and actually see this happening.
They're going to hear my very special keynote speech. It is entitled, Me, 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 and Me, and M-E. Yeah, it's true, Kelsey. Kelsey, it's called Me. It is all about heart. That is the tagline. It's all about heart. What's in your heart is that you can make it through anything. And so I share a transforming story. And I did debut the story. And I did get an A+ from Chief Blue, my master resiliency trainer. He's U.S. Air Force retired. And I just want to thank him, too, for we need people to, like, discover who we really are. But the Valor team at the SoCal Gas Company heard the speech. I vetted it before a very important core team of Valor. And the Southern California Gas Company is amazingly number one, not only Sempra Utilities, but to outreach to veterans with over 80 job openings at the time that I spoke on March 3rd. So wow. I'm so excited to be me.
Yeah.
And that's imperfect. And that's all right.
It's imperfect. That's fine. It's fine.
Or I'll get my M16. Just yeah. kidding.
There's nothing wrong with being happy with yourself. Teasing. I mean, that's the goal, I think.
We hope, Sam.
And now, did serving in the military interfere with your personal life, like in your personal relationships and stuff like that? Or, I mean, no, really. I mean, because it changes you, right?
I have a very high sex drive.
That's not what I meant.
I'm a little conservative. Just kidding. You know, it has. It has affected relationships. I think because you're taught to be a leader, non-gender specific. You're taught to be brainwashed to be, maternal in instinct. But when it's time to be a princess and be a lady, I'm working on that. And I
could see how that pink nail polish would be an issue. You
it's
know,
it's really hard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm even wearing my combat boots today.
Wow. And what nobody knows is that Christina also rides a motorcycle.
Right.
Yeah. So she's definitely got the life, you know. I mean, that's the thing. Were you like a tomboy growing up and stuff? I mean, did you like all these male toys and stuff?
Did you look at my bio, Sam? I have scars on my knees since I can remember age 3. I've got like full-on like scars everywhere. And the motorcycle, again, for many, under your helmet. I call it helmet talk. Have clean riding style. The motorcycle is really my sanity. And, you know, I'm Mr. and Mrs. Harley Davidson. It's an amazing way to break through and to be considered, you know, that leader that's not afraid to get out in the wind.
Really, a motorcycle will do that.
Yes, that was my show, Clean Riding Style.
Yeah.
On LA Talk Radio. It's coming back. Yeah. I mean, may I bring it back?
Duh. You can sleep here if you want.
Yeah, Clean Riding Style. Make a second home. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah, so what's a clean riding style? What does that mean?
It's actually, you're the first person. You are really good. Let me just tell you, Sam.
Really?
It's thank you. Actually a way of life. It's an ethic. It's my initials, CRS.
Riding style. Okay.
But clean is to clean up a cause, clean up something that's wrong in your neighborhood. Riding means that you are going free flowing towards your purpose. We don't even hardly know what it is fully.
Right.
But I know one thing about me is that I wanted to, you know, ride with that kind of street edge and military regiment and other things to. I know I'm a pioneer of some sort. And so riding is all about being down for the cause, down with my fellow Marines to really bring about a spirit of freedom.
Right.
Freedom for women, freedom for groups, freedom for some cause, and then style. I don't have any.
No, yes, you do.
Fashion-wise. But I was always conservative. Two ponytails since I got out of high school. And like, so the style part is I know I'll be having fashion shows in the future that help everyone exude their camis to civvies. What were you before? You were military. And my kids are grown now, Kelsey.
I can't believe that.
My style is
Yeah, it's business suit, leather vest underneath.
Right.
Stockings, high heels for my switch. So I ride with my boots, and then I usually have business attire under on my motorcycle. And I've been known as Honey Sweet.
Really?
The broker to bikers for like 25 years, Sam.
Oh, wow. That's so fun.
See, she's got a full life. That's awesome. So you do all these things. Plus, you have a family. You got kids and everything. So.
I do.
Wow, where do you find all that time?
Again, military regiment. That's what it takes in order to orchestrate all these things and have so many possibilities and opportunities, especially living in LA talk radio world of LA. You just have to keep your visions pretty much not letting the left hand know what the right is doing. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I will become the philanthropist that will speak for other person's wishes, try to break through and raise awareness and raise funds and then give it away. But the baton is in the hands of my children who are 25 and 20 years old. Men, actually. Uh-huh. Justin and Julian are going to direct through.
Oh my God, Fine Arts. Justin and Julian, that's their names?
Performing Arts and Music.
That is so great.
Thank
my
you,
boyfriend's
Kelsey.
Son's name are Justin and Julian.
Really?
Oh gosh.
Whoa.
Destiny. Yes.
Today is March 30th, 3-0. Don't you get chills right now?
I know. I was like, Justin and Julian. Oh my God.
It's a deja
sounds
vu.
Familiar.
Right, Sam? Don't you feel like Charlie and Charlie's Angels with these two roses and one thorn?
Yeah.
I love this. It takes all of us. Seriously.
You're the thorn.
Yeah.
It's that Marine Corps thing.
Or Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast better. Yeah. But yeah, no, I have this crass personality, and I'm really a soft person that wants to just cheer and motivate for others.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Definitely.
Yeah, you have a certain something about you, you know, that
yes,
I think
yes.
is contagious.
It's
you know?
Gumbo, because you know I'm a Creole girl. It's like that gumbo. I'm all jambalaya.
Oh, I love gumbo.
So good.
Yeah. I went to New Orleans recently. Well,
oh,
I say recently. It was
the
like a year ago.
Festival?
No, I just went for vacation.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you put the bennies on your thighs or did you eat them? So good.
I just ate everything.
It's so good.
We went to, we went to this one little bakery that's super famous, and then,
Café
you know.
Café Dumas?
Yep, that's the one.
Yes.
That's the one, and we waited in line. Personally, I didn't see what was so great about it. It just tasted like a donut to me. But, you know, hey.
Did you taste the chicory coffee?
No.
It's so good, too.
It was good.
Sometimes. Sam.
Yes.
I'm going to Israel.
Really?
Oh,
I really want to do that after this just past Easter. I think that like Africa, when you know when people come back from their tour in Africa, they say they're like changed.
Really?
I think I'll be changed from Israel.
Yeah, you probably will. I mean, if it has a meaning for you and everything, you probably will. Yeah. I mean, to me, it's like not my first choice of destinations, but for many people it is. And it's beautiful there.
Really?
So much history. It's unbelievable.
It's safe. And before we have to get going.
Safe is not a place, a word I would choose, but okay.
Right. I meant it's a safe haven knowing because I remember, and I'm telling the world this whole story that I will never forget, Cece will never forget, and Shandabear will never forget. We were in the old studio, which I do love your new location. When we were in the old studio where you used to be located, I remember you were in Israel at the time, and you had mentioned to me when I had this blockbuster show one day that the studio was glowing, and that was like one of the first incredible military stories that was told by someone with a TBI and also with my stylist. Her name is Cece Hernandez. We were in the studio.
Oh,
we'll
you have a
never
stylist.
Forget that day.
Fancy.
She loves me. She's going to be a paid stylist one day. She's been believing in me for a long time.
That's so
we
funny.
Love you, Cece, First Lady of Los Angeles. But anyway, Sam, no, this is a special place in how you run the studio, especially with like Mother Love and fellow hosts. I think this first time that you invited me on the show, it was the struggle, and I'm glad we made it come to pass because
absolutely, yeah.
There's definitely a need for what I'm trying to do. Although you know, it's not the way you make a living; it's the way you make someone else smile and believe in themselves. So
that's
thank
true.
You for that.
That's true.
The studio
absolutely.
Does go.
Yeah, yeah. Now, when did you start riding a motorcycle?
16?
You've been riding for a while.
Oh my gosh,
15 with no license.
Wow, my God.
But 16 for the record, right?
So you knew early on that's what you wanted to do.
The
you had
Culver
to...
City Levy
oh
and
my gosh.
H. We just call him H, the baddest stunt motorcyclist I've ever met. We went to high school together, taught me how to ride. It was burning rubber and wheelies. It's been music videos as Mary J. Blige.
Oh, that's so fun. I could see that.
Racing with a knee down at over 100 with Neil Hodgson
swapping paint and passing me when he rode that 1 year for the Isle of Man. Uh-huh. Goodness gracious. I've driven all the brands of motorcycles.
Really?
Yes.
Now, let me ask you this, because I always wonder, when you learn to ride, don't you have to fall at least a couple times? I mean, because how do you, when you first, you accelerate with a motorcycle, okay, it's like, now, how do I stop, And it's like you can run into something, or you just like, how do they address those things when they teach you to ride a motorcycle?
They do with a brand new program. Since I have to tell you, we have to make the accidents and mistakes turn into a serious safety talk, and that's what I've done. I think I've probably suffered a lot of the accidents, including allograft and titanium replacements.
Wow.
That I currently have.
Oh,
and
my
skin grafts.
God.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
That's the price of riding a motorcycle.
Stopping and trail braking are one of the key components in the CMSP, shout out to Lee Parks school, and free lessons called the Harley Davidson Riding Academy. Yeah, you definitely learn how to stop. And
so you had to get different skin put on you?
Well, it's my own skin, but thank you, a little old lady from Florida, for your allograft of my new LCL 10 years ago. Yes, it was pain, but now it's power, because, when you're talking to young Marines that are 18 at Camp Pendleton and they want to ride, yeah, show them some skin to make them slow down, wear what they're supposed to be wearing to be safe. And everyone knows BEE safe means high vis gear and toning it down on the throttle.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh.
Now we just do fundraising rides. I ride with like Patriot Guard riding style, grand marshaling. I'm planning a ride for Flag Day. Last year I rode with the eldest Harley Davidson owner, Walt Sassaman, on Veterans Day last year in Atlanta. That's Macon, Georgia.
Oh my gosh.
It's like way out there in Macon, Georgia. Thank you, Walt. So now I just raise awareness and ride in organized motorcades.
Oh, there you go.
Very cool.
So, no more dragging the knee going around.
Well, I do split lanes, but we won't tell anyone. And so come on down to LA Talk Radio and see me in my helmet on the wall.
Yeah, there you go. Do your kids ride too?
They do. And really? Again, look at this. My son and I, about 3 years ago, Kawasaki did a Susan Komen breast cancer 24-hour dirt ride. They raised awareness in their lot out in Irvine, and we did a mother and son dirt bike ride.
Oh, how fun.
Check this out, Kelsey. My maternal love, both my kids, literally, Sam. Uh-huh. In the Marine Corps, my son rode with a cargo belt, the baby knapsack on my bike.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
And my son, Julian, was riding since he was born. They're 5 years apart. Both my sons were born and literally transported, selling real estate on the back of my bike.
So you're a real estate agent by trade.
Only brokers, federal ones, are allowed in this cabinet. Yeah. Isn't this so funny, though? With all my hype and motivation and happiness, I am not the real estate broker lady on a bench.
Mm. No.
I like promoting others.
Yeah, okay.
It's really fun. I just have an ear in marketing. I sucked at going with the volume sales and closing people. I just can't stuff people into deals that aren't good interest rates. And with the whole crash of the real estate market, I still have the same core clients I've had for about 25 years.
Really?
That's great.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Good.
It's really fun.
Very
Are you going to buy in L.A.?
Me? Maybe one day.
You have good taste in areas, especially with the overlooking the VA medical center.
I know. Yeah, I'm in the corridor, the
so
Wilser corridor.
Gorgeous.
Renting at the
I
moment.
Love it. Hi, Louise's Renting. Trattoria.
It's at West. I live at the Westford.
That's amazing. You deserve it.
Oh, thanks.
And I looked you up, Kelsey. I have to put her on blast. Can I do it, Sam? You are so famous. Oh, my
God. Oh, stop.
You've accomplished a lot in radio.
Thank you.
Do you love it?
I do.
When did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
Well, when I went to broadcasting school,
yes.
Really. I went to the UT Austin Broadcasting School, and I worked in television for a while. And then, now I'm primarily an actress, and I... do the radio show and some voiceover dubbing. So, yeah.
Yeah, she does a million things.
I do. I have a business.
Fitness,
I own a fitness company now.
Yeah.
Yes. And so I'm partnering up with a lot. We're actually starting to mass produce the leggings. So.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
There you go.
But don't worry. I'll still be here, even if we get really
busy. Yeah,
oh, my gosh. It's addictive. I had to thank another sponsor, longtime sponsor, John Tesh.
Uh-huh.
He took time out of his one and only outdoor concert in Corona.
Oh, wow.
In Del Mar, actually, at the racetrack, and said, you are this natural born journalist. And I just always wanted to ask both of you, mentors in radio, who do you have? I want to thank John Tesh and the intelligent, kindness, Vinny and Kathy team, because they believed in my radio talent.
Oh,
but
wow.
I am going to school because of my new vocational rehab permit.
Wow.
I'm
so
excited.
That's awesome. What are you going to major in?
Broadcast journalism.
Oh,
hablamos
good.
En español.
Do you speak Spanish?
I do. I speak Spanish.
Oh my God.
Yes.
See, that's so great.
Is
See,
it?
You're going to get lots of jobs because that is such an advantageous skill.
Estoy buscando mi trabajo favorito en la radio. So if you're listening, Univision, I said I'm looking for my favorite job in radio.
Yes.
But yeah, give me one of your mentors in radio, both of you, Sam and Kelsey.
Who's your mentor? Who would you say?
Mentor as far as radio?
Just voices you admire. And
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, but I don't think the mentors. I mean, mentor is someone you need to know who actually
Hi,
teaches
Oprah,
you,
that
right?
was my lead-in from Sam. Hi, Oprah, you are my mentor.
Yeah, I like Oprah, too.
She's from
But
I think you can say inspiration, you know, or influence.
Thank you, Sam.
I don't know if it's, you know, necessarily a mentor, but yeah, I mean, to me, it's easily Howard Stern, you know.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I admire what he's been able to do, and really, I mean, it was his listening to his show every day that I thought, God, it would be so cool to have a radio show, you know,
right,
and stuff. So. So yeah, he's had a lot of influence on me. He still does, you know, and it's very good. He's a genius. He knows.
Wow, it's that same race line that we pursue to pass someone on the inside. He's done like the race line tactic in radio. Would you say yes?
What do you mean? What's a race line?
A race line is what you push, but you still have like empathy or, you know, morals when you're racing. But I think in radio, Howard Stern would push an envelope to take radio to another level. And
yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
And he has
most
many times, you know, many times he's pushed it to the limit, and he deserves the money he's making and the recognition, you know. And he's mellowed out a lot too, you know. I mean, it used to be all lesbians and stuff like that. Now it's celebrities more, you know.
More so, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. It was funny because when he moved to satellite radio, which was 12 years ago, he couldn't get a lot of celebrities at the time because they didn't believe in Sirius radio and nobody had known about it.
Right.
And it was a whole different thing, you know. And now, look, he's getting all the A-list guests all over again. And
wow.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so that's been my influence. And also, of course, when I was a kid growing up, I always wanted to imagine what it's like being in the radio station and everything. So, but it's not something I ever planned on doing, you know. It sort of just happened. Yeah. So, Christina Silva, go ahead and tell people where they can find you and if they want to connect with you and so forth.
Definitely. Thanks, Sam.
Okay.
It's CRS. Again, my initials, CRSOnAir.com. And it's the same on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, all right.
Cool. So you definitely associate yourself with the radio and stuff. I mean, on air and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool.
I'll have to add you.
Yeah.
Is it a personal page or is that a public page?
It's both, actually.
It's both.
Thank you, Kelsey.
Cool. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before you came here. About the need for public pages and private pages and stuff.
Definitely.
And, yeah. Very cool. And so that's your website. And you guys can listen to the show like Wednesdays at 2. So that would be in about 3 hours from now. You can listen to Christina's show, Educating Our Veterans, right here on LA Talk Radio Channel 2. And listen to all the archives and everything. Christina is obviously a lot of fun. What are you going to do on your show today?
I am going to introduce another amazing public and private safety technology that is saving innocent lives. It's called Nexar SOS. And Nexar SOS is the emergency intervention system whereby my voice is instructing schools that they should take a look at implementing this brand new technology into security systems they already have in place to protect their students. But military bases and government agencies are privy to Nexar SOS as well. So go on YouTube and type in Nexar SOS and save your community today. It connects directly to law enforcement in active shooter scenarios. God forbid, San Bernardino, Paris, even Brussels and Capitol Hill. Nexar alerts law enforcement immediately, can talk to the shooter, pinpoint where the location is that's being affected, and then let our persons out of the safe zones. And
pretty much end that attack between 1 and 5 minutes. So yeah.
Oh, wow, that's great.
SOS is a future concepts breakthrough in technology.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, Christina Silva, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always a lot of fun, full of information and stories and experiences and stuff. We wish you much success in everything you continue to do, Christina. And everybody tune in to the show today and every Wednesday. And that's it. Did we miss anything, Christina, or did we cover everything?
Nope, just an oorah and a Semper Fi to everyone serving. Be safe.
Be safe and ride safe, too.
Yes.
And cleanly.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Kelsey, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.